USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calls for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign after racist photos from his medical school yearbook page surface are only getting louder. Congresswoman Karen Bass is a Democrat from California. She says,
he is not honest. He's disingenuous. He needs to resign. And if he has any way that he wants to regain his integrity, he would resign and then participate in the discussion.
After initially saying he was one of the two people in the photo in question, Northam said yesterday that he isn't. Leading Democrats, including Virginia's two Democratic U.S. senators, want Northam to step down. The first woman to ever pilot a tactical jet aircraft, Captain Rosemary Mariner, was remembered at a full honors funeral in Tennessee yesterday that featured the Navy's first ever all-female flyover. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The new jobs report is out. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The government jobs report says the U.S. economy added around 304,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 4%. Those employment gains, though, are far greater than the 172,000 new jobs most economists were expecting. The Labor Department also reporting the average wage paid to American workers edged up again by 3 cents an hour.
Looks like spring is on the way, as Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction.
Predicting the weather, that's my song. For 133 years, I've never been wrong. So is it early spring? Or more winter forecast, stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring, it shall be!
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump maintains opposition to a border wall is a political tactic. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump is apparently leaning toward declaring a national emergency along the southern border as a way of funding the construction of the border wall. Speaking to reporters, the president said Democrats are using the wall as a political weapon against him.
The Democrats are instructed, don't do a wall. And they're always doing that. You hear about human trafficking, drugs, gangs, crime. They're only doing it for one very simple reason. It's one simple reason. Couldn't be simpler. Because they think it's good politics for 2020.
A former Super Bowl winner tells how to win the big game. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
The Super Bowl takes place Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, between the Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots. Marshall Faulk won the Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams back in 2002, and he tells Fox News the team that can handle the distractions the best, they're usually the team that wins the Super Bowl.
You're trying so much and so hard to make it a normal week, a normal game.
That's not going to happen.
That's it. It's not normal. And you're trying to suppress all your feelings and all of your emotions, and hopefully you have someone dealing with your family and all the other stuff that's going on, and you get to focus on football, but it's not like a home or away game because you're staying in a hotel all week, which you never do that.
Right.
There's just so many things that are different, but the team that handles all of that stuff the best is the team that usually wins.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.